Hi again, everybody. We welcome you into another edition of our Athletic Director podcast right here on MarriottSports.com. And the Athletic Director, Tom Newell, with us after yet another busy week. So, Tom, how are you? How was the week?
Things are good. I'm good. The teams are well. They're getting ready for tournaments. Just about everyone's ready for that except for our boys' basketball. They're going to have senior night Friday, but everyone else is in tournament. We're ready to roll.
Well, let's go to the pools first because it looked like the swimming and diving. Boy, what a great weekend for swimming this weekend for Marymount.
Yeah, it was. The boys and the girls both had tremendous meets out at Princeton this weekend. You know, it's funny. We took 17 boys, 17 girls.
Wow.
The sectional, all 34 of them qualified for the districts. We have three divers that are going to be diving tonight in the district meet. So just a fantastic meet for all of our athletes there.
Yeah, I'm looking through your hopefully you had a phone charger there because I'm looking back at all the tweets that you had over the weekend. And, I mean, you were just going crazy between the boys swimming and all the sectional action there. So, but to have that many qualify for districts, I mean, that's a great testament to all those athletes.
It really is. They work hard all season. It's a very long season to be in the water and to work like that. And our coaching staff, Kevin Manis and Jordan Shad, do a tremendous job with them. And I do have to come clean. I did have help with the with the tweets because Jordan sent them to me, and I forward them on. That way I can be two places at one time. But, yeah, just a great meet for them. Looking forward to a great district meet. Friday at Miami, the boys are in the morning, the girls are in the evening. So looking forward to placing a few kids at the state meet in Canton the following week.
By the way, you're not supposed to tip your hand there. You can be in two places at once, I thought. So I thought all athletic directors had that power. Not you.
I'm big. I'm not that big.
Well, if you can't craft that, let me know. So I would love to be able to have that that great ability two places at once. So, yeah, and that does and you bring up a wonderful point, too, because, I mean, it does require so many people behind the scenes to help out in athletic departments. I mean, you've got the coaches and you've got the players, but, I mean, parents, they're always busy, but you've got a lot of folks, I'm sure, that help you out as well, too, and make that thing run just a little bit smoother.
We do. They're always willing to help. We talked last week about putting on that CHL meet at our place.
Yep.
We have other events going on. We have a very great supportive cast here, so I'm very fortunate to have that.
Absolutely. So we thank one and all that are out there, maybe not getting the accolades all the time. So let's head to the mats. Wrestling, I know the ECC Championship's coming up next weekend. So how are they preparing, readying up for now getting into the tournament time?
Well, we have one wrestler, and he's with us. He works out with Madera, so I think that's still a week away.
Yep.
And, so he's training well.
Okay.
And looking forward to that.
Okay, so that'll be on the 16th, I believe, Saturday the 16th. Yep. So to the Lanes Bowling, what's up finishing up senior week and or senior nights and all that? Now they have all that kind of fun, but now it gets a little bit more serious for the tournament.
It does. We have one meet remaining. That's tomorrow against Finneytown at Madison Bowl, and the boys are in a position, if they can take that match, they can capture a tie for the CHL.
Oh,
so that's
very cool.
A great accomplishment. The second year of the program, and the girls, as we talked last week, are having a fantastic season as well. And so we have that one last league meet tomorrow, and then Wednesday the girls have the sectional at Colerain Bowl, and Thursday the boys have the sectional at Colerain Bowl.
Now, and what exactly, I mean, I'm guessing that a bowling, when you're trying to advance on in the tournament, there's similar to other sports, maybe in the fall, the tennis or the golf, you'll have the team trying to advance on, but then also I'm guessing individuals have the opportunity to move on as well. Is that how that works?
Yes, team and individuals. I believe there's three individual matches when they bowl in the sectionals. And so they'll take their individual scores and they'll compete against everyone else in that. And then they also, for the team competition, they throw in the Baker games when everyone just throws a frame and they keep rotating through. So it's really kind of fun to watch. But, yeah, hopefully we have a couple individuals that will proceed forward if our team doesn't.
Yeah, I would almost anticipate that being a bit of a madhouse when you get all those bowlers in there. It's so many different schools and teams trying to compete at the same time that it's probably
it's
a spectacle. It would be loud, yeah. I think that may be an understatement. So
there's a lot of thunder going going on, but it's a lot of fun because the school teams are spirited, and you know, our guys have a cheer that they let out when there's a strike in the Baker games, and the other schools do as well. So it's really a lot of fun to see, and it's really colorful with all their different uniforms. So,
oh, I bet.
Yeah, tournament time is just so much fun. If you're used to team sports, that's fun. You go, you watch your team play and everything else. But as you get into these other competitions, as you get into cross country or track or swimming or bowling, just, you know, how different they are, even though they're in a team concept. They're really fun to go to, and they're really fun to be a part of.
Well, we wish them all the best of luck. That's very exciting for them, and hope they have great results for that and can continue their seasons onward. Because, you know, the good thing is, Tom, we're right around the corner from spring sports starting, which that's got to mean warmer weather down the pike here very soon. So definitely looking forward to that.
That's the best thing about spring. You start the season bundled up, and then you end it in shorts and short sleeves.
Exactly. Well, hopefully so. And you throw it in that random another day where you need jackets and long sleeves again. But all right, before we let you go here, we got to head to the hoops or head to the courts and basketball. So the tournament draws have happened for both the boys and the girls. Let's start with the girls first. They had a win last week to finish out the regular season. That's good to head into the postseason. And we talked briefly about it last week, but kind of ironic, you're playing a conference team in the Ohio High School girls playoffs.
Yeah, you know, that's what we run into, especially with our league and the size of schools of our league, is we never get away from each other in the tournament. So opening things up, we'll have Reading out of Wilmington. I believe that game's 2:30 on Saturday. And, of course, tickets are for sale at the school all week. And we get a portion of those ticket sales. So
okay.
All of our fans will come and get their tickets there. The girls had a tremendous week last week with, you know, Wyoming being in the front of the league, and we rallied. We tied the game late. Went ahead. We closed it within three and couldn't get any closer for that Wednesday game. But then on Saturday, kind of like the first game, Deer Park led most of the game. We were down five at the half. We were down six or seven at the end of the third, and then won it in the fourth quarter. So very exciting season for the girls, and hopefully they can take a few games to the tournament.
Wow, that's great. Not only finishing strong in each individual game, but in the season as well, with a nice comeback win over Deer Park. 10-4 in conference, 16-6 overall as you head to the game Saturday at Wilmington versus Reading. So, and not to, I probably don't, it's almost like a broadcaster's jinx. You played Reading twice in the regular season, got a couple of W's. So let's make it three for three. So don't blame me. I hope I didn't jinx. So, and then
carry over the bowling analogy, we'll get a turkey. So, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's a good way to tie it in. Very good. So, you're getting good at that. So I like that. And then the boys' draw happened on this past Sunday, so they will get St. Bernard in round number one at Western Brown. And I saw you had that out on Twitter already as well. So tickets, you get a portion of that back to the school. So buy the tickets at the school, right?
Yes.
That's very good. But you still got
a good contest. We scrimmaged St. Bernard, you know, in the preseason, so that'll be good just to get a break. You know, Division III bracket is brutal. You've got CHCA, you've got Reading, you've got Purcell Marion, you've got Deer Park having another good season. We've got Deer Park at home Friday for our senior night. It's JV and varsity at 6 and 7:30. Went toe-to-toe with Deer Park the first time. They got a last-second goal to tie it up, and then we lost in overtime. So hopefully the boys can send our seniors out with a win on Friday and then take a week off and get ready for St. Bernard and hopefully get a win in the tournament.
Yeah, but the St. Bernard game Friday the 22nd of February at Western Brown, 4:30. And again, get the tickets at the school. So, well, Tom, busy week, but this is the busy time of year now when you got all the tournaments going on. And, again, you have to be in two places at once. So figure that out for us.
that's why they pay us what they pay us. So. It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of running around getting from A to B, but it's the best time of the year.
It is. It really is. Best of luck to all the athletes competing. Work hard and play hard. We wish you all the best of luck, Tom. We will catch up with you next week.
Sounds good, Greg.
Tom, appreciate your time as well, as we are very happy to have our Athletic Director podcast and Tom Neurel. I am Greg Waddell for ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports and MarymountSports.com.